So does anybody have any websites they want to talk about or demonstrate the shopping websites?
It's the site, if you like interesting little holiday gift ideas, it's the site called chocomize.com, chocomize.com. You can literally build and design custom chocolate bars. They have all sorts of things from various candies like mints, Sour Patch Kids, Nerds, gummies, whatever, chocolate chips, peanut butter, to things like cinnamon, hot pepper, crystallized rose petals, gold flakes. At all edible, of course. They probably have 50 or 60 ingredients, all very accessible. You get to basically design your chocolate bar to the specs you want, and they'll ship it to you.
Is it expensive?
It is on the expensive side. It's about $350 for the plain chocolate bar, and then you can add ingredients, which range from like 40 cents to $4 for the gold flakes. But it's a decent 3.5 to 4 ounce chocolate bar.
And it works with a screen reader?
Yes, it's very accessible.
How long does it, when you put in your order, how long does it take to get your bar? Is it about a week? What's the
time? This time of year, it would probably take a while. They are pretty popular. 4 days if they're not busy with this time of year. It may be too late to order for Christmas. I don't know. All I know is I've used them before and their stuff's very good.
Something I've used that works pretty well is using Research It on JAWS to do a product search on Amazon before I go to buy something. I find that easier than actually going on the website, although both work.
Blind Bargains also has a similar product search page now that you can search a bunch of stores for stuff.
Blind Bargains, yeah, it works pretty well.
I've been very disappointed in some of the blind specializing websites, such as Blind Mice Mart, for not using headings and quick nav kinds of things that would make them a lot easier to navigate. But I do use them as much as I use them anytime I can.
I think the issue may be that a lot of those sites are built by consultants who don't really understand what screen readers can and can't deal with. I think we're always in the position of having to provide constant feedback, and the people that we provide the feedback to are not necessarily the people who design the website. So if the guy you're giving the feedback to doesn't know what you're talking about, or even if he does, he may not be able to convey it to the designer.
I'm a big fan of Amazon, but I particularly like the Amazon.com/Access, it is much less cluttered than the traditional Amazon site. The caveat is you don't necessarily get all the information that you get on the regular Amazon site. When Amazon first came out, I loved it, and then it just grew and grew and grew. To navigate the regular Amazon site just gives me a headache.
I have two things to say about that. I was buying my husband a Kindle for Christmas. Once we decided to get him one, and he decided he liked it, I wanted to get him a case for it. And there's a cool case you can get, by the way, for like $60, and it has a light on it and everything so you can read in the dark. It's the number two selling thing other than the Kindle. So I went to buy it, and honest to God, we kept trying to load the page and it wouldn't load. So I switched to the Amazon.com Access site, and it loaded much faster, and I bought it much more quickly than I could with the traditional site. The other thing I want to mention is, I don't know whether people know about this, but if you want to actually talk to somebody from Amazon, they have a really cool way of doing it. If you go to help on Amazon, I didn't have much difficulty finding the phone number at all. The thing that's cool is you put in your phone number, and if you have an account, it already has it, and you hit one button that says, I forget, it says call me or something. It immediately rings your phone, and you can set it up as to what time you want it to call you and so forth. They immediately call you back. And I was on the phone for less than 2 minutes waiting, and they got right on the phone with me. And it was great.
That reminds me of another company I've used to buy stuff, L.L. Bean. It's not always easy to maneuver the website, although it's not bad. But what I've done is decided what I wanted on the website and then called to get color information and all that stuff.
I've used them too, Joe. And they also, if you call up and say, I'm looking for this, you know, in this color, can you, like, to describe the color? And they'll describe it, but they'll also tell you, well, if you have a catalog, you know, you can look on this page and they'll tell you, well, this accessory will go with this or it went with it last season.
Yeah, I called them one time and just said, my wife is this size and this age, and I want to do my Christmas shopping. And they
will do it. They're personal shoppers. That's what they
call it.
It
was great.
Well, actually, I just used the store.apple.com. That's what he. After you get used to it, it's actually fairly easy to navigate, except for, like, you know, all the plethora of, like, headers at the beginning. Right after the, like, buy now button will be like a live chat or a call us.
Yes.
Like right there. if you want to have other questions.
Also, since you mentioned the store at Apple.com, there is a link that says refurbished and basically for real cheap deals. It's not too obvious, but if you click on that link, they'll tell you what they have. I'm happy to say that I've seen one website that actually seems to declutter themselves lately. I bought Nina's Christmas present from Sears, and I've tried using Sears a couple of years ago, and it was like using Amazon. It was just so much on the page.
Too much.
But this year, it seemed like they really slimmed down the webpage, and it was a lot easier to navigate.
One thing I personally do a lot, especially if I know I'm going to be going out to a local store, and I know they have a website, even if it's like a Best Buy or a Radio Shack or whatever, I'll go online, read up all the product reviews, and then when I go to the store, I'll get a salesperson to actually show me the product, open it up if possible, and actually get to look at it and play with it.
The nice thing about the Radio Shack site is if you can find the product that you want, and you can find the catalog number, and you call your local store and you give them the catalog number, because depending on what Radio Shack you go to, you may get somebody who's really good or somebody who's not so good. So if you have a catalog number, you can just come up and say, first of all, do you have this in stock? And it makes a big difference.
Another thing that I'll say, and I don't have any trouble with this site, but I've bought quite a few things from Newegg.com, but they actually say on their site, you know, you can call them, especially
if you're visually impaired.
If you're visually impaired, you can call them. And I did have to call them on one thing, and they were terrific. I mean, they spent a lot of time with me, and, you know, I knew pretty much what I wanted, but there were options, and they were not at all uncomfortable, you know, or unwilling to talk about options. They were good. I was a little uncertain about how it would go, but they really were very helpful and pleasant about it.
I often will tell a vendor I'm blind, and that's why I'm calling, because I'm having difficulty. I think it's great that they spend a little extra time.
Yeah.
I personally, especially at the bigger chain stores, Best Buy, Walmart, Target, I will call ahead just by as little as like 15, 20 minutes and say, I'm Carl Linder, I'm totally blind. I would like to come shop at your store. Can I get someone to assist me to look at blah, 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 or even to just browse for, say, for an hour?
That's going
to
be hard at a time like this.
At a time like this,
of course. Yeah.
More so, yes, but I'm saying it can be hit or miss this time of year, but I'm saying in general, if you need to do shopping, it's worth a try.
You mean they'll actually provide you with a clerk who'll walk around for an hour with you?
I have done it at Best Buy more times than I care to count.
But definitely at Best Buy.
I was going to say that Frank and I have been to Best Buy many times, and we don't even call up. We just walk
That's
in
That's true.
There.
Best Buy, I don't call, because...
They've helped us. They've walked around. They said, what do you need? And he's been very specific. Where I've been, I don't know. I want something like that. But I've had very, you know... good help there.
Yes, Best Buy.
Not even calling ahead of time.
I can't imagine them being so well staffed that they could just give you somebody to browse around the whole store with you for an hour.
No, I can't either.
I've had that, like, for Frank and I have had that happen many times, and they've spent a good hour with us.
That may depend on the store, though.
Yeah, I think it probably depends on the store, and I probably wouldn't try it in December.
I've been to Macy's, two different Macy's, and if you call ahead of time and tell them you want a personal shopper, they'll do it.
Yes.
Not just because you're blind, I have a friend who has issues with like mobility, like, and they'll do it like if you're in a wheelchair or if you just, you know, need help, but you gotta call ahead of time.
Yeah, the big department stores, I know they do that.
Right, and see, that's the thing, you're not gonna be able to get your local one-off clothing store to be able to assist you around the store for an hour. But if you're working at a big Walmart or chain store, box store, I think your chances are much higher of getting that, whatever time of year you go. I'd say go on a store-by-store basis and always call ahead unless you're familiar with the store, but it can't hurt to call and ask.
On some sites, I have noticed that they'll have a link that says, if you're viewing in a mobile device, click here.
Mm-hmm.
Do people find many shopping sites that have that? Because I haven't found too many, not that I do a lot of online shopping, but the places that I've gone to didn't have that. But when I have seen sites that did, I always found that if you're viewing on a mobile site, really was a huge help with a screen reader, because it just gave you a much nicer, cleaner, less cluttered environment. I wonder if online retailers are...
LL Bean has that.
Yep. I can't remember who else, but I know other sites do as well.
Do, okay.
Yeah.
In general, major shopping sites are really not very accessible, but from the visual standpoint, from what I understand, they're just wonderful. As your mouse moves over a product, you can see it in detailed form and everything. And unfortunately, I don't think they're so great for us for the most part.
I've seen things where they'll use headings to cause something to be centered, and so you get this 15-line-long header that's really a bunch of text information, and that's not terribly helpful. Even though I'm sure it looks nice.
Another thing I'll see on sites, I can't think of a specific one right now, is just where they'll have the really, really beautiful detailed picture, how to use diagram, and there'll be, this product does blah, blah, blah in text. Yeah. Just like two sentences.
The other thing that I'm seeing that actually caused me to call Amazon and use that feature was that there were two Kindle products for the same price, and they had the same text associated with
yes.
them. Yes. And I didn't want to buy the wrong one. So I had to call them, and it took a bit of education because they didn't understand, of course, how I was using the website. And what I ended up doing, because they just couldn't get it, irrespective of my capacity to explain it, I said to them, all right, can you email me the link to the correct product that I want? And they did it. And that's how I did it.
On the Google website, I mean, the first thing we hear is like for screen reader users, click here. Does it do anything?
Yes.
I can't see any difference between...
It turns off the instant.
It turns off the instant.
That's all it does.
What does the instant search actually do? I never...
It actually suggests... Inline suggests things that you may be searching for.
I think it actually also can sometimes show certain search results.
Yeah.
And it just can cause issues for screen readers.
Yeah, I just generally use the search bar on the Firefox to go through.
By the way, I've kind of developed a habit when I'm looking for a particular product, rather than going to one of the vendors, is just use Google. And it'll usually bring you to the major merchants anyway, but I sometimes find more information that way quicker.
Or Frugal.
I forgot that even existed.
If you know the product, it'll show you price. You can rank them either by price lowest to highest, highest to lowest, but it'll give you a certain set of results showing where you can buy that particular product.
But I think you also have to be careful about going to unknown web entities to buy anything.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, yes, right. Absolutely.
If you are using Frugal or Price Grabber or any of those, and you see a price that looks too good to be true,
obviously,
it probably is. The easy way to find that is like take whatever the merchant name is and type, for example, blah blah merchant reviews or scam into Google. You'll know within a few search results if this place is legit or if it's junk.
But it reminds me of a resource that we haven't even mentioned, which is the Blind Attic. And if you go on there, you can find stuff that other blind people are selling. And if somebody sells something that isn't good, they will crucify that person.
There are mailing lists where you can sell and buy Blind Ad, Blind Attic, Free Enterprise. If you're looking for products made by blindness vendors specifically, if you go to accessibleworld.org, they have stocking stuffers parts 1 and 2, and they have a number of vendors who came on and discussed their new products and whatnot. So you can go and get those recordings and download them.
I actually find that eBay can be very useful for accessible equipment because a lot of it's sold by people who don't know how to use it.
It's been
like
sitting around in their phone.
I typed this thing for $100, but people are like, we don't know how to use this, we don't know if it works.
I
will say, perhaps,
too, because this is very, most people don't think of eBay as accessible.
Right.
So the bidding is usually pretty low. If there's any bidding on time, you know, the person bidding on it.
Turn the instant on or off in Google?
The question Karen asked is whether you should turn instant on or off in Google.
You want it off.
I guess you want it off. I never bother, but I guess you want it off.
If it doesn't affect you, don't pay attention to it.
If it affects you,
turn it off.
And you'll know if it affects you because your screen reader will start reading things over again, perhaps, or not reading things that it should.
I did a little bit of experimentation. I noticed if you're using JFW, if you have auto forms mode on, so it goes into conniptions with that. If you have auto forms mode turned off, it kind of behaves itself.
Probably the safest thing is to turn it off.
Sometimes when I'm on a website, it asks to give the two words that you see, and obviously I can't see, and they don't offer an audio caption. Is there any way to do something?
You can send it through to Celona, and we probably should do a demo of Celona. It's a service which will read, interpret captions for you. I think there's another option. Isn't it Webism?
Webism is an add-on for Firefox.
It's an add-on for Firefox that you can use, which will also work with captions.
Mika did a demonstration of that, so maybe it's probably on the website in one of the archives.
Yeah, the Webism one probably is.
I don't know if anybody's used this, but it's a pretty cool site. I think you may have sent that a message about this. I mean, it's directions for me.
Yeah. I mentioned that last month, yeah.
It's very cool. It has product instructions, basically, for food items, for a bunch of different categories. For food, it gives you the cooking instructions, it gives you the ingredients, and it's totally accessible. And they've got a couple 100,000 products, I think, in their database.
It's a pretty extensive database.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Directionsforme.com.
How do you reference the product you want to get directions for?
You can either browse the category list, or you can try searching by name. It's both.
What type of things would you use it for?
Let's say you want to cook shake and bake for dinner, okay? So you type in shake and bake. It'll bring up the list of shake and bake parts. You have you click on the one you want, and there's a link that says directions, and it'll give you the box instructions.
Amy, can I ask if anyone's bought recently a bag that they'd liked for a laptop or a ThinkPad?
I'll tell you what a good site is. If you want to talk about bags, and just because I like this site because they describe everything very nicely, is ebags.com.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
They have a lot of detailed customer reviews.
Yes.
ebags.com.
So thank you all. Appreciate it.